Welcome to the Health Ranger Show. I'm your host, Mike Adams, the editor of naturalnews.com. And today's episode is entitled Big Pharma's Final Solution, Complete Immunity for All Pharmaceuticals. Now, this story begins over 6 years ago when a drug company named Johnson & Johnson was trying to come up with a hot new way to sell birth control pills to women. Only it didn't want to sell them as pills. It wanted to sell them as a patch because the patch, they said, would release lower doses of the estrogen drugs. And this is important because high doses of these estrogens are known to cause cardiovascular problems, blood clots, heart attacks, strokes. So they wanted to have a patch that would release lower doses of these estrogens than the pill. And this, they said, would be safer. So they came up with a patch, and it turns out that the patch delivers 30 to 38 micrograms of estrogen into the bloodstream each day. And this is according to Johnson & Johnson's own company documents. Now, in 1988, the FDA banned birth control pills that release more than 50 micrograms of estrogen. So this 30 to 38 is already getting close to the level of 50 that the FDA deemed was so dangerous it should be banned. But here's the rest of the story, that the estrogen being absorbed through the skin is absorbed more efficiently than estrogen taken orally. So a skin patch that releases this birth control drug that delivers 30 to 38 micrograms of estrogen is equivalent to a pill containing 76 micrograms of estrogen, which is 50% higher than the upper limit established by the FDA as being legal. In other words, if the skin patch dose were converted into an oral birth control pill dose, it would be 76 micrograms and that would be illegal. But because it was a skin patch, it remained legal. So Johnson & Johnson knew that these numbers, this 30 to 38 micrograms a day, might be a little scary to people who knew anything about the safety of estrogens and birth control pills. So an employee who worked for Johnson & Johnson at the time created a study. His name was Dr. Larry Abrams. And in the study, he fudged all the numbers. He applied what he called a, quote, correction factor to the results of a drug trial that was conducted in 1999. And this correction factor took all of the microgram numbers that were produced by this particular drug and simply reduced them by 40% without any explanation whatsoever, without any real scientific basis whatsoever. Just reduced them by 40% to make the numbers look lower. So they took this 40% lower number and then they buried it in a 435-page report that they filed with the FDA. And then they said, well, we disclosed it to the FDA. The FDA knows about it. Right, 435 pages of text of very complex medical study data. And they mentioned this 40% quote correction factor one time. And even then, it was only mentioned in a mathematical formula. And when they published a study in 2002, they didn't even reference this 40% correction factor. Which means, of course, in my opinion, they were trying to bury this correction factor, bury it like a needle in a haystack, so that no one could find it, and no one could discover that they were fudging the numbers. So now that the study has been completely fudged and scientific fraud has been committed so that it would look like the patch was introducing a lower dosage of estrogen into the bloodstream than it really was, they went on to the marketing department, and they packaged the birth control patch as a drug that they claimed only released 20 micrograms of estrogen into the blood every 24 hours. So even though it was really releasing 30 to 38, they said it's only releasing 20, and that's what they printed on the package. This is what they advertised, promoted. This is what they mentioned to doctors, and this is what the doctors mentioned to their patients. And this is what everybody was talking about in the industry, that this only produced 20 micrograms of estrogen. Therefore, it was safer, and guess what? Prescriptions skyrocketed. Almost a million prescriptions written just by early 2004, and many more after that. This was all based on scientific fraud. A drug that was actually far more dangerous for women was being sold as something that was safer, saying that it was a much lower dose, therefore safer, even though the company's own internal data, their own studies, showed that it was producing nearly twice as much, 30 to 38 micrograms. So what did the company do? Well, they sat on the data. They refused to release it. They did not let the public know. They did not let the FDA know. except in that 435-page document in which they buried the number. They didn't tell doctors. They certainly didn't go on television and advertise that their packaging of this birth control patch is completely wrong and that their own studies actually showed it to be much higher. They sat on this information, withholding it from the public and the FDA. But internally, they knew it, and now internal documents from the company have come out. And now we know that they knew about this 6 years ago and that they refused to release this information. But this is just the beginning of this story. This is just where the scam begins. I had to tell you all of that information to tell you the part that's coming up next, which will absolutely blow your mind. You won't believe what's coming next. You see, to understand what's coming next, you have to understand that the FDA does not conduct any drug trials. Does that sound like a surprise to you? Did you think the FDA actually tested drugs? No, the FDA doesn't test any drug whatsoever. The FDA relies on drug companies to test their own drugs. Right. It's kind of like being a high school math teacher and letting the students grade their own papers. This is what the FDA does with the drug companies. They rely on the drug companies to run their own tests and then deliver them whatever results they want. And the FDA takes those results and considers them to be scientific fact. It doesn't question those results. It doesn't question the trials. It doesn't even examine the studies very carefully. It basically just believes whatever the drug companies tell it. So when Johnson & Johnson sat on this data and withholding it from the FDA, and they lied to the FDA about the dosage, the FDA, of course, maintained its approval for this drug, and sales continued. Well, it turns out that there were problems. And now we know that from 2000 to 2006, the Food and Drug Administration received reports of at least 50 deaths associated with the drug. This has been reported by the New York Times. More than 3,000 women and their families have now sued Johnson & Johnson, claiming that they were misled, that they were deceived. They were sold a drug that the company claimed was safe, but in reality, the drug was not safe because it had a much higher release of these potentially dangerous estrogens than were advertised on the package. Because again, the studies by the company were fudged. The fraudulent science had taken place 6 years ago. The company didn't let anybody know. But when it finally came out in court documents, 3,000 families sued for damages. Sued Johnson & Johnson. And this is where the story gets really fascinating. Johnson & Johnson says in their defense that drug makers should be shielded. They should be granted blanket immunity for all drugs, all pharmaceuticals, which means they can never be sued for any damages, not for harm, injury, death, nothing. They can never be sued as long as that drug was approved by the FDA, even if that drug company lied to the FDA to get the drug approved based on fraudulent science in the first place. This is Johnson & Johnson's official position, that they should be granted blanket immunity, and that every other drug company in the world should be granted blanket immunity as long as the FDA can be tricked into approving their drug, regardless of how dangerous it is, regardless of how many women are harmed or killed by their drug. It doesn't matter. They should be granted blanket immunity, which would mean no more lawsuits. If you die, sorry, not their fault. Even if they fudged the numbers, even if they lied to you, even if they constructed false studies to try to make a drug appear safer than it really was, even if they did all of that, they think that you should not have the right to sue them. No one should, because the FDA was foolish enough to approve the drug because it didn't conduct its own studies. Remember, the FDA relies on these drug companies for its research. It's like the math teacher allowing the students to grade their own papers, and then the students proclaiming they all got straight A's and that those straight A's are real grades because they were given to them by the math teacher. That's what this is like. And we're going to analyze this situation in more detail here on this episode of the Health Ranger Show. So stay with me. We'll be right back after this break to talk in more detail about what this means for your health and the future of health in this country. Believe me, we have a health tyranny taking place here in the United States of America. This is going to get way worse before it gets better. Stay with me. We'll talk about that right after the break. Welcome back to the Health Ranger Show. I hope you're enjoying this. This episode is called Big Pharma's Final Solution, and it's about the drug companies being granted blanket immunity for all of the harm, all of the deaths caused by their drugs. Drug companies and their lawyers are now arguing that if a drug is approved by the FDA, that no one should be able to sue that drug company for any harm or any damage or death caused by that drug, even if the drug company lied to the FDA, deceived the FDA, and conducted fraudulent studies, even if internal documents from those companies are made public showing that they fudged the numbers, they should still be granted blanket immunity, according to these corporate lawyers. Of course, the FDA is in favor of this. Guess who else is in favor of it? President George Bush, of course, who is a big friend of the pharmaceutical industry. He's the one who gave them the mass taxpayer handout, the Medicare prescription drug benefit, which made the drug companies extremely wealthy, giving them billions of dollars in revenue from taxpayer dollars, of course, and making it illegal for the government to negotiate volume discounts on pharmaceuticals from the drug makers. This is what Bush signed into law. He said that, well, the taxpayers should be forced to buy all of these drugs from these drug companies, and then the government will hand them out to all the senior citizens and will pay full retail price, monopoly prices, actually. No discounts will be possible. This was what George Bush signed into law. And that didn't make drug companies wealthy enough yet, apparently, because now he's supporting this effort to shield drug companies from all liability. You see, the drug companies have one problem. Sure, they're making a lot of money. Sure, they're selling tens of millions of prescriptions and hooking people on their pharmaceuticals, creating cycles of dependence. They're promoting fictitious diseases and having a lot of, quote, success with that. Sure, they control the mainstream media, they run the medical schools, they influence the doctors, they're having a lot of success with all of that. But there's one big obstacle still in their way. That is the lawyers. You see, the lawyers can find people who were harmed by these pharmaceuticals. Or they can go to families who lost a loved one because they were killed by a pharmaceutical. And remember, pharmaceuticals kill over 100,000 Americans each and every year. 100,000! That's like twice as many people as there are in a typical Super Bowl stadium. That many people die every year in America from taking FDA-approved pharmaceuticals. And the lawyers are trying to hold these companies accountable. They're suing them for the damages that their drugs have caused. And this, you see, is something that the drug companies don't want to see happen. They don't want to be held liable. They don't want lawyers to possibly take money away from them. They don't want anyone to actually keep them honest and force them to make safe drugs. They would rather operate in an environment with zero scrutiny. They'd rather operate in a way that doesn't require them to have any real safety standards whatsoever. I mean, here's what the drug companies really want to be able to do. They want to be able to run their own studies, to invent whatever results that they want to see for those studies. They're fudging the numbers, they're kicking people out of the trials that don't produce the results they want, so on and so forth. And then they want to be able to falsify whatever conclusions that come to mind, forward that information to the FDA, get the drug approved, and then market it with blanket immunity so that no matter how many people are killed by that drug, the drug company knows it will never lose a dime of profit. That's what the drug companies want. This has nothing to do with keeping people healthy, nothing to do with compassion for fellow human beings, nothing to do with creating a better world or finding cures for the latest disease or anything along those lines. It has everything to do with maximizing shareholder profit. That's what it is entirely about. The people that run these companies, friends, are white-collar criminals. These are corporate crimes. And in my view, these are crimes against humanity. And they're pursuing it one step at a time. Carefully planned, carefully executed step. And this step involves a decision at the Supreme Court. Because this is now before the Supreme Court. And if the Supreme Court rules that this woman cannot sue Johnson & Johnson because of what they call preemption, if that's their ruling, it would mean that all lawsuits against drug companies across the nation would be thrown out of court. And the drug companies from that point forward would be granted blanket immunity from all the people killed and harmed by their pharmaceuticals. As long as a drug is FDA approved, they would have no liability whatsoever. And the FDA, of course, is a highly corrupt criminal organization run by con artists, by people on the take. They've been caught accepting bribes from drug companies. It's not even a secret. They're paid by drug companies. The FDA is a criminal racket mob boss organization. It doesn't even attempt to try to create the illusion that it protects the interests of the people anymore. It is focused entirely on promoting the interests of the drug companies, expanding the markets of drugs, discrediting herbs, nutritional supplements, natural therapies. That's what the FDA does today. And of course, given this blanket immunity situation, it would allow the FDA to just rubber stamp approve all the drugs that it sees applications for. There's no longer any consequence. If people die, too bad. Now, how crazy is this situation? Think about this. What if automobile makers were granted blanket immunity for their own products? Wouldn't that be nuts? I mean, if a car company makes a defective car and someone's driving down the highway and the wheel falls off or the steering wheel falls out in their lap or the engine throws a rod and it kills someone, shouldn't the car manufacturer be at least partially liable? Shouldn't the person who bought that car in good faith have their day in court? Shouldn't American consumers be able to seek avenues of justice for the harm that they are caused by corporations that make shoddy products? You see, most people, when they look at this situation, they realize, yeah, of course car companies should be held liable, or makers of houses or airplanes or pools. There's liability in just about every product you can think of. Why should drug companies be granted blanket immunity, especially when their products already kill so many people? It doesn't make any sense whatsoever to grant them liability. Let's take this analogy a little further here. Suppose that the FDA wasn't the FDA, the Food and Drug Administration. Suppose it was the Federal Car Administration, the FCA, and that the car companies needed FCA approval in order to sell their cars. Now, suppose the car companies decided that they needed blanket immunity from all lawsuits for making poor products, and they got a law passed that said if they were approved by the FCA, then they had blanket immunity. What would happen then? The car companies would start making really cheap products with no safety features. They would yank out the airbags, yank out the seat belts, get rid of the crumple zones. They'd have cheap tires with really thin walls that would blow out. You'd be driving down the highway in a death machine. But because it was FCA approved, they wouldn't have any liability whatsoever. But that whole idea is insane, isn't it? Car companies should be liable for the damage caused by their products, just like drug companies. Because it is, in fact, the threat of a lawsuit that provides the only motivation for companies to make safe products. It has to be expensive for them to kill people. Otherwise, they won't design any kind of safety features into their products whatsoever, whether we're talking about cars or pharmaceuticals or airplanes, you name it. All right, stay with me. You're listening to the Health Ranger Show. We will continue this when we come back right after this break. Welcome back to the Health Ranger Show. We're continuing this episode called Big Pharma's Final Solution. It is about an upcoming Supreme Court decision that could grant Big Pharma, all the drug companies, blanket immunity for all of the people who are harmed or killed by their drugs. In other words, if a drug harmed you or a family member, you would never be able to sue for damages. They would no longer be held responsible for anything. All the drugs, no matter how dangerous they are, would be granted blanket immunity, as long as they were approved by the FDA. And the FDA, of course, is an agency that will approve deadly, dangerous drugs. It's an agency that's looking out for the financial interests of Big Pharma on a regular basis. So that doesn't mean that a drug is safe just because it's FDA approved. In fact, right now, FDA-approved pharmaceuticals are killing over 100,000 Americans a year. Think about that. In the last 5 years, 500,000 Americans have been killed by these FDA-approved pharmaceuticals. That's equivalent to flying over a major U.S. city and dropping an atomic weapon. If you bombed a major U.S. city with a nuclear weapon, you'd produce about as many casualties as are produced by the pharmaceutical industry in conjunction with the FDA. And now they want to say, too bad, your fault, not our fault. We shouldn't be held liable for your death. There's something wrong with this country, and we're going to talk about where this is leading us. But I want to ask you a question. Do you understand the balance of power in the United States? You know, we have three branches of government. We have the executive branch, that's the president and the people who are charged with doing things in our country. We have the legislative branch, those are lawmakers. They're responsible for passing new laws and getting rid of old bad laws, which they almost never do. We have the judicial branch, which is, of course, the courts and the Supreme Court. Now, these three branches of government are supposed to be in balance, where they have checks upon each other, kind of like playing paper, scissors, rock. You play paper, scissors, rock, there's always one answer that can beat the other one, so they're all kept in balance. And this is the way it's supposed to work in the United States government. You're supposed to have the judicial branch, for example, the courts are supposed to be able to interpret law so that legislators don't get out of control. They're supposed to also be able to interpret executive decisions by the executive branch. Now, if the courts get out of control, then the lawmakers can pass new laws that override the courts or make their decisions obsolete. So no matter what we're talking about here, what branch of government, there's always another branch that's supposed to have power over it. Now, this big decision affecting Big Pharma is happening in the judicial branch of government. This is a Supreme Court decision. And if the Supreme Court rules on this in favor of the drug companies, then there's supposed to be at least some other branch of government that might have a balancing power over the judicial branch, correct? No way. Not in this case, because Big Pharma owns the executive branch, and they also own the legislative branch, because who's giving all the money to the lawmakers? It's Big Pharma. You can't get elected into office today unless you take money from the drug companies, it seems. There might be a few exceptions to that, but maybe fewer than a handful. Maybe Ron Paul's the only one. And at the same time, Big Pharma has tremendous amount of control over the executive branch. This is why George Bush signed into law the Medicare prescription drug benefit, because the executive branch is in bed with Big Pharma. So Big Pharma influences not only the judicial branch, the court system, the legislative branch, and the executive branch, which is all three branches of government, which means that there's no way to have any checks on the power of Big Pharma, but it also influences and practically owns the mainstream media. So you're not going to get accurate reporting on this. At the same time, Big Pharma runs or influences the medical journals, where it runs all its full-page advertising, and the drug companies essentially pay the salaries of all the people who run those peer-reviewed medical journals. But Big Pharma also runs the medical schools. They also run the continuing medical education courses, which provides so-called continuing education to doctors. If you ever go to one of those CME classes, by the way, and I've seen them, they're just pill-pushing seminars. It's not continuing education. It's just hype and propaganda about the latest blockbuster drug. So the drug companies influence or control almost every pillar of society involved in this decision. The courts, the lawmakers, the executive branch, the mainstream media, the medical schools, the doctors, the medical journals, and in many cases, even the universities. The only thing that the drug companies don't control is the internet and talk radio. And that's why those are the only two places where you can still get honest information about Big Pharma. It's no coincidence that you'll find all the best articles and reporting about Big Pharma's crimes against humanity on the internet. My website's one of them, naturalnews.com. And on this radio show, the Health Ranger Show, there are a lot of great authors out there. In fact, I've reviewed them here on this show before. So that's why you can only get honest information from those independent sources. Now, I want to ask you a very important question. If this becomes law, if the Supreme Court rules in favor of Big Pharma here and grants blanket immunity, what will be the result? What's going to happen in our nation? I can tell you what's going to happen, because I saw this coming a long time ago. I actually predicted this in a previous show. It's written on my website. I predicted this when the Supreme Court was ruling for blanket immunity of medical devices. I said what's coming next is blanket immunity for all pharmaceuticals. It's coming. They're going to try to get it passed. And after that, there's something else that's coming that's even more frightening. I'll talk to you about that here in a few minutes on this show. But this is not hard to predict. What this means, if this gets passed, is that they will start conducting clinical trials using human babies, infants, elderly, as experiments. They will now, under the umbrella of blanket immunity, begin injecting babies and infants with experimental drugs, just like they did in Nazi Germany. And it was the Bayer Company in Nazi Germany that was involved in the experiments on prisoners. The Bayer Company and its parent company, IG Farben, they were granted blanket immunity by Adolf Hitler. And that allowed them to conduct these experiments on human prisoners. So they would go into the concentration camps, they would take their new synthetic pharmaceutical chemicals, and they would conduct these experiments. In fact, the entire pharmaceutical industry comes out of Nazi Germany. Bayer is one of the many companies that came out of IG Farben. And IG Farben was found guilty of crimes against humanity in the Nuremberg trials. That's the origin of modern pharmaceutical medicine and the corporate greed and the lack of ethics and the crimes against humanity. And if we get this blanket immunity in place here in the United States, we're going to start seeing Nazi Germany-style experiments on children, on babies, on senior citizens, on homeless people, whatever they can find. The drug companies are going to round these people up, or they're going to pay poor parents to use their children in experiments, and they're going to start testing the most outrageous drugs on these innocent babies. They're going to inject them with multiple vaccines. They're going to drug them up with mind-altering drugs. And then they're going to watch the effects. They're going to fraudulently alter the numbers. They're going to fudge the science. And they're going to come up with some way to say that these drugs are safe and effective for something. And then they're going to get them approved by the FDA, and they're going to market a whole new class of drugs that will poison more children, more adults, more senior citizens in our nation, and they won't be held responsible for any of it. They can collect all the profits and have none of the liability. And that, my friends, is what's coming next. Mass medical experimentation on human beings. Now, you might think that's crazy. Well, I dare you. I dare you to go to my website, naturalnews.com. If you're skeptical of what I'm saying here, I dare you to go there. Search on the history of human medical experimentation. You'll find two articles on that site that have a history of medical experiments that have been conducted on people in the United States, usually at the hands of drug companies, since about the mid-1800s all the way to the present day. Read that list if you don't believe me. It's all documented with numerous references. Read that list. It will shock you. You will learn something new and very disturbing about how pharmaceutical companies actually treat people when they can get away with it. All right, we've got more to talk about. Stay with me. We're going to be right back after this break here on the Health Ranger Show. All right, friends, welcome back to the Health Ranger Show. We are talking about Big Pharma's final solution, which is an effort for the drug companies to be granted blanket immunity by the U.S. Supreme Court so that they're not responsible for any of the harmful effects or deaths caused by their drugs. And once that happens, I'm publicly predicting that it will unleash a new wave of human medical experimentation with unsafe experimental pharmaceuticals. We're going to see babies, infants, usually poor ones from poor families, recruited for mass medical experimentation. We're going to see psychotropic drugs tested on infants as young as 6 years old. We're going to see them approved by the FDA for infants as young as 6 months old. We're going to see senior citizens recruited and used as human guinea pigs to test new Alzheimer's drugs. We're going to see the safety of drugs plummet. We're going to see more deaths, more harm, more intoxication. We're going to see levels of pharmaceutical contamination in the public water supplies going up. The environment will continue to be increasingly damaged. Drug companies will be even more profitable. They'll have even more control over the mainstream media and the doctors. And our nation's future will implode. We are in a downward spiral of corporate greed and crimes against humanity that will only end in disaster. You cannot create a healthy country by drugging your population. You do not create wealth and abundance by inventing fictitious diseases, by fudging the science, by convincing people they're sick and drugging them with dangerous pharmaceuticals that might kill them. But even if they don't, they will certainly reduce or impair their cognitive function, harm their liver, harm their kidneys, their brains, their hearts, and so on. This is not the way to create an abundant, wealthy, sustainable society. You don't do it by making everybody sick and requiring treatment for everybody. The way you create a healthy society, an abundant society with health and wealth and opportunities, is to teach people how to avoid the need for pharmaceuticals. You do it by teaching people how to prevent disease. You do it by subsidizing healthy foods like fresh organic produce instead of subsidizing refined foods like corn and sugar, which continues to be subsidized by taxpayer money here in the United States. You don't create a bright future by betting your economy on sickness and disease. But that's what the drug companies want you to do. That's what they want us all to do. They want most of our economy to be based on pharmaceuticals. Right now, about one out of every $5 spent in the U.S. economy is spent on sickness and disease. And pretty soon, that's going to increase to be one out of every $4. 25% of our economy is focused on disease and sickness. 0% is focused on health and prevention of disease. 0%. And if the Supreme Court rules in favor of the drug companies now, it's going to make this situation even worse, because then we'll have this massive chemical onslaught by the drug companies, who can act with complete immunity. There's no longer any threat of any backlash. They can release any drug. They can falsify any studies. They can lie to the public. They can lie to the FDA. And even if they lie, they will still be granted immunity. Now, let me tell you what's coming next. And I hate to make this show even darker than it already is, because on the inside, I'm an optimist. I really am. I really work to try to create a better future for our society. I try to give people solutions. But at the same time, I'm a realist. And I understand that we can't create a future just by thinking positive all the time and ignoring what's wrong in our society. So even though I'm an optimist and I want to show you how to be healthy, I also want to make you aware of the scams out there. I want to make you aware of what's coming so you can be prepared for it. Here's what's coming. If they're granted blanket immunity on this, the next step is they're going to seek mandatory medication for all U.S. citizens. Mandatory medication. That means that if you refuse vaccinations, they can declare you to be mentally incompetent. And then they can put you on psychiatric drugs. Why? Because you're mentally incompetent. Or you must have imbalanced brain chemistry, otherwise you wouldn't have refused the vaccinations, right? So they're going to put you on the mind-altering medications. They're going to require it. And the way this will work is if you refuse, they will have you arrested. Literally, local sheriffs or police will arrest you. They will take you to a facility, and they will force-feed you the medication. They can imprison you, they can arrest you, they can hold you against your will, they can separate you from your children, they can do whatever it takes to force you to take your medications. Their goal is to have you on medication from the time you are born to the time you die. Not just one medication, but multiple medications. Their goal is to turn a human being into a profit center, kind of like the Matrix, where the goal was to turn a human being into a battery. Well, they want to turn a human being into a profit center. They want to exploit your body for the maximum profits. And the way to do that is to make sure that you don't have a choice. Because if you have a choice, you might be able to say no. You might say, I don't want those pharmaceuticals. I'm not sick. I don't need those diabetes medications. I don't need those cholesterol drugs. My children don't need those vaccines. I don't need these pharmaceuticals in my body. They're not natural. I don't need them. They don't want you to have that option. They want you to be forced to take your medication. Believe me, that is the next step that's coming. You might think, that's crazy. There's no way that would ever happen in this society. 10 years ago, you would have thought it was crazy to see drugs advertised on television. They got that passed in 1997, went into place in 1998. Now there are drug ads all over TV. You know, but before that, you would have thought that was crazy. So then the next step now is to make sure that they have no liability for the drugs. And 5 years ago, you would have thought that was nuts too. You would have thought, well, of course drug companies should be liable if their products kill people, just like every other corporation. But now that's happening. That's about to take place. And if that takes place, the next thing that's coming is mandatory medication of all Americans. It might take them 5 years, 10 years to make it happen, but they're going to push for it. And the way they're going to do it, they're going to use fear campaigns just like they do with vaccines today. They're going to use mandatory screening programs where they require that teenagers, for example, be screened for mental health disorders. They're going to require that mothers who just gave birth be screened for postpartum depression, and they're going to require them to be put on medications, and if they refuse, they will be medicated against their will. They're going to arrest and imprison parents who refuse to have their children vaccinated. They're already doing some of this in places like Maryland. They're already mandating this. They're going to have parents arrested if they try to protect their teenage daughters from the Gardasil vaccines, you know, the HPV sex vaccines. If you say that my daughter doesn't need that dangerous vaccine, you could be arrested and declared mentally incompetent. You see, they believe in their system of quackery so much that they think anyone who disagrees with them must be mentally unstable. Therefore, they must be sick. Therefore, they require treatment with these pharmaceuticals. That is the logic they're going to use. They're going to mass medicate the entire nation. Go pick up the book, 1984, read it again. If you haven't read it, you're in for a surprise, because page after page, you're going to find that what's in that book, the vision that was outlined for society by George Orwell, is coming true today. You see it in the military operations of this country. You see it in big pharma and medicine. You see it in banking and finance. You see it in the media. The redefining of the language, the redefining of what's a disease, what's health. Remember in the book, they had the Ministry of Truth. That's what they have now at the FDA. The FDA is declared the Ministry of Truth. And if it says a drug is to be approved, then no one can question that. Not a court, not a lawyer, not the family member of someone who died from taking that drug. Folks, they are creating an Orwellian society. They're creating a medical tyranny. They will not stop until you are medicated, your children are medicated, your neighbors, your coworkers, your friends, every single person in this country must be medicated in order for them to achieve their financial victories. And they will stop at nothing. They will use the courts. They will use the executive branch of government. They will use the legislative branch of government. They will use the mainstream media. They will do anything they can. They will have you declared incompetent by psychiatrists. They will do anything, anything, literally, to gain power over the population, to make their drugs mandatory, to lock in their profits and eliminate any risk whatsoever of liability. That's what you are seeing happen today, right here in the United States of America, a country that used to be called the land of the free, but is now the land of the medicated. So what can you do about it? Fight back, inform yourself, stay empowered, learn the truth about this information. Visit my website, naturalnews.com, where I keep reporting on this. Thanks for listening today. We're out of time, but I will talk to you again soon. You're listening to The Health Ranger Show. Take care.